Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, today we'll do page Yud Zayin in the Siva Shalom Breishis. Baruch Hashem, we get to start again. Zok Deheilige Pasuk, Breishis Bar Elikim Es HaShemayim V'Esa'aretz V'Aretz Ha'isasayu V'Voy V'Choshech HaPneas Sahayim. So here the Torah Kedoshah does something, as the Rebbe will elaborate, that's unique in describing the Bria, that it describes the absence of Bria. What was it like prior to Bria? It says, "Vaharetz ha'isasayu v'vayu." Vayomer likim yiyar v'yiyar v'hini akliyakar v'shar mefarshim amdu akach. L'shem ma kosva atayr ma'ashayi koydim Bria sa'ar. Doesn't tell us what was like before there was land. Or before there was, actually that's not entirely accurate, but before there was water. It doesn't tell us what was there prior. And all other creations don't have that. So ma shaye kon brias ar shebishar in yoni mai sibrish tlan yamar baf ach mehem ay kon brias ay el kos of rak ma shosa kosh barku, but it says what kosh barku created rakan kos of mikoidem va arat sai sai va yu khaysh ka pne at sahim mai nafkulam mize u be etzem in yin sayu pirish rashi shu loshan tama vishmama. Rashi writes that sayu va yu means confusion and absence. Sha'adam toye umishtome. So the Rebbe emphasizes that there was confusion, that man was confused. So what exactly is this confusion? And what's the answer? Vayomer likim yiyar keneged hatahoye vahashmaman. So kedarko bekodesh, the Rebbe doesn't answer in pshat. The Rebbe answers in avodas Hashem. He's masbir the psukim in avodas Hashem. Yesh levar aderech avoida. The Torah Kedosh Bolulah made miyad b'tchilas of Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz. We have to go back to the opening pasuk of Shamayim Va'aretz and understand what does that mean, Bereishis Bara Shamayim Va'aretz. B'derech HaAvoida, it works the following way. Top of page Yud Ches. Shinyanei HaBriya Mischalkim Lebeis Chalukos. That the world could be divided into two parts. Es HaShamayim, we have the heavens. Hainu in Yonim HaShamayim Im HaShaychem L'Neshama. That represents the heavenly part of a person, and that's the world of neshama. And aretz represents the earthly part of man. And if a person is rooted only in the earthly parts, then there will be total confusion. Total confusion. Now, before we even go on, for those who have zocha to learn with on Hoshana Rabbah, this actually fits in not only to the idea of Shemayim and Aretz, but fits into another part of this week's parsha that the Gra elaborates on the pasuk in this week's parsha, Ve'ed Yala Mina Aretz, and also Nesiva Shalom in the beginning of Sukkot talks about this idea, and that is that we spoke about that there's a concept of Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim, and the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim are separated, so Nesiva Shalom himself talks about the idea that the Mayim Tachtonim representing the heavenly aspirations and the Tachtonim being the lower, and we spoke about Nisuch HaMayim, that in Sukkot is the reconciliation between those two things. So the Rebbe comes back. This is our understanding of Nesiva Shalom, is that the Rebbe's goal is to develop a few very, very fundamental themes, and he constantly finds Ramazim in it, Parsha, and drives it home, and fundamental themes in our Avodas Hashem. So he says, Ha'aretz, going back, third line from the top on Yuches, V'aretz ha'isasayu v'avayu, haynu inyanim ha'artzim, sh'adam sh'kua behem, u'mev yosan l'toyu v'avayu, sh'yiyat t'hoe u'meshomim u'me'abed. A person begins to follow in, confusion follows in. Sh'zui atzas ha'yetze la'abed koicha shal Yehudi. And this is the what the Yetzara does. Yetzara doesn't tell the Jew to become involved in bad things. The Yetzara tells him to be involved in Artzias. It pulls him to Artzias. Of course, we've pointed out that the Raya to this is that there's nothing bad in the world. Another Yisod that the Baal Shem Tov was really, really Megala. And until the Baal Shem Tov, there was a lot of confusion about it. And that is that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all good. Basically, the Baal Shem Tov started in a fundamental philosophical place. And that is, how could there be, and one of the most fundamental issues, how does evil exist? So the Baal Shem Tov's way of dealing with it, in a very, very straightforward and logical way, actually, Sometimes Chassidus is esoteric. It's based on sodos that are not necessarily logical. Here the Baal Shem Tov made a very, very logical point. His logical point was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. So therefore, there's nothing bad in the world. Now, there's evil in the world. Evil itself was, for some reason, God allowed it or even created it in the world as well. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tov v'ameitiv. And everything in the world, therefore, is good. This is the Baal Shem Tov emphasized. The same applies, of course, to the Yetzer Hara, therefore. The Yetzer Hara is not something bad. The Yetzer is not something bad. What's the best raya? We've mentioned in the past, the Ben Ish Chai points out that the Gemara in Kedushin says that if he's good, but he's disgusting. Hamenuvel, if the Menuvel comes to you, Mashcheyu lebeis medrash, drag him to the Beis Medrash. So what's the pshat? The Ben Ish Chai points out. What does it mean? So simple, if you read it just from a technical Musar level, so you bring him to the Beis Medrash, and then you'll be victorious because the Beis Medrash will conquer the Yetzer Hara. Says the Ben Ish Chai, that's not the pshat. Ben Ish Chai says, Mashcheyu lebeis medrash, not that the Beis Medrash, you're going to battle him in the Beis Medrash. You bring him to the Beis Medrash, and then you elevate him. You take his artzios, and you turn it into Avodas Hashem. How much time, someone came over to me with a shayla about mezuzah, how much time is a person spending on deciding exactly the color paint in his house and so on and so forth? And how much is he thinking about the mezuzah in the house? And then the mezuzah, of course, is not just the mezuzah, but everything the mezuzah represents. How much is he thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu? How much is he thinking about the ruchnius in his house, etc., etc.? So what you do is, mashcheh lebeis medrash, is take all of those things that are the artzius. One of them is, number one, bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, there are many who have done it. Sometimes people get stuck in that. They get stuck. Oh, we've come to Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. We're home free. It's a big, big problem. It's a big, big problem that we've been trying so hard to get to Eretz Yisrael. We finally get to Eretz Yisrael, and we think that it's all going to be smooth sailing from here on in. Hafuch. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, the challenges are going to be bigger. Mashcheyu lebeis medrash. Take all that yishuv Eretz Yisrael, bring it to beis medrash. How much time am I thinking about mezuzah? How much time am I thinking about hafnasas arachim? How much time am I thinking about all of elevating all the artzios? Elevating all those artzios. I enjoy food. How much am I going to do to take that food and share it with others? So the Rebbe says like this. Zu atzas hayetzer la'abed koichoi shol Yehudi. So the atzas hayetzer is, what that Yetzer is to just bring him into Artzius. Kimosh Matsinu Bahaman Arashish Zam Lahumam Ulabdam. He as Amisol Efsha La'abed. So the Lashon is not just La'abdam, but Lahumam, to confuse them. The way to destroy Klal Yisrael is to confuse them. Okay, Ratza Bethil Lahumam, Valideza Yachlacha Kakadam. The Kakama Yetzer, Matarasa Rashis, Kol Lavalbel Daito Shel Yehudi. All is the goal is not to create evil, just to confuse us. And the most dangerous part is a lack of clarity. A lack of clarity is the Pesach where the Yetzer Hara comes in. The Rebbe Mikubrin said the most valuable thing for a person is to have Yishuv Adas. Let's just stop right there. It's only natural for us to be confused, distracted, and in the case of in a state of bilbul, whether it's an emotional state or it's a practical state. But what the Rebbe Mikubrin is telling us is we need to invest in Yishuv Adas. We need to invest in Yishuv Adas. Invest time and sometimes money. Sometimes money as well. Sometimes when I would go to weddings in America, I think I'm being generous when I say tens of thousands of dollars for weddings. And I'm looking at the fancy flowers and the fancy this and the fancy that. And I think to myself, this is sometimes at Talmidim's weddings, I think to myself, if only, first of all, I hope they gave Meiser on all those expenditures. That's Aleph. And the other thing I think to myself is only the parents would take 10%, have spent 10% less, and put it in an account, not for them to buy an apartment or a car, but to take 10% of that money and put it away for the emotional welfare of their children. That if they need a therapist, that they'll go to a therapist. Because as the Rebbe Mikurin says, Yishuv Adas, And sometimes going, sometimes you need siyat. The only thing could be a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create Yishuv Hadas. But most of the time, Yishuv Hadas is inside of a person. It's their mindset. And we need a Rebbe, and we need a friend, we need a therapist to help us be able to find that place of Yishuv Hadas. V'hainu shamadreya gvoye b'yoyseh b'avodas Hashem, himash yudi oim b'yishuv Hadas u'b'das m'yishuv Hadas. V'hepech muzeh, utohu u'bilbul Hadas. U'mashmos ha'aretz ha'yseh so'yv v'yuv, hainu kol ha'metziyah shal inyonim ha'aretzim mevim es adon l'so'yv v'yuv, sh'loi taim ha'kirak b'inyonei isur ha'aretzias ha'pogemes. V'yil inyonei heter ena ma'le muridim. So people think as long as we're going to indulge in things that are glatt kosher, then everything is fine. Things that are glatt kosher could be mevalbel just in a way that's similar to what is treif. Elo aretz ha'isa sov v'vayu. Kol inyonim aretz ha'filo mutarim mevil ha'sov v'vayu. Va'etza yechidu l'zei rak k'nemar behemshech. So now we have the answer to Pshan and Pasuk. It's kafta v'ferach v'derech ha'void in the psukim. Gracious Baruch Hu, Hashemayim v'Esaretz. What a beautiful piece of Chassidus, straightforward Chassidus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates Shemayim v'Aretz. There's both. There's Eretz and Shemayim. V'Aretz is the Soyu v'Avoyu, and the Aretz is the Soyu v'Avoyu. You don't even need a Chassidus kvetch to this. It's mamish. It fits in even to the grammar. V'Aretz is the Soyu v'Avoyu v'Chayshuch al pnei asahin. V'Yoymer Elohim yihi ar. And Elohim said, "What I'm going to do is give Klal Yisrael ar." What is that R? Sha'ar lekus yor b'yehudi zayatzil oisim mekalin yonim artziim. I'm going to give him an R. Notice, loy b'shamayim he. You don't have to fly up to Shemayim, right? You might have a havamina. Bereshis bar lekim es Shemayim v'saaretz. V'aretz ois esayu v'avoyu. They should have to go to Shemayim. Bishmak osafa. Loy b'shamayim he. It's not b'shamayim. What is it? You could be a man of the earth. You could be a worldly person. You could be a normal person. You don't have to be an escapist. You don't have to be ascetic. What is the Eitzah? Shakasher or lekus meir ba azu yachol lahalos is calling yonim artzim lavodes Hashem. Maimer Rebbe mikot magim mimezritz malart kenyecha artzius meleya bedvarim sheefsher knois chabem. We believe b'derech chasidus malart kenyecha. Beautiful vart. The simple pshat of what we said this morning is Mala Aretz Kinyanecha means that the world is full of those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns. Beautiful vart from the Magen Mimezrich. Mala Aretz, the world is filled with Kinyanecha. How we can be Kona you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can entirely, through the R. Ze'etz l'kolon yonim aretz. V'yom elokim yi'ar v'yi'ar sh'av kasher oisek v'yonim aretz me'ir boi ar l'kus. The R of l'kus is what lightens up. Chom ha'shavaso rak Eich lasas nasas ruach b'fnei Hashem yisparach. So what is that Ar Elokus? That Ar Elokus is two parts. Number one is the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. That's A. And B is Torah. And really B and A are really two parts of one. That the more and more one looks and experiences Artios, Rav Soloveitchik described it in Halachic Man through the prism of Halacha, but it doesn't only have to be through the prism of Halacha. It's also through the experience of Torah in general, not just halacha, but even drash and agada and kabbalah and all of those things allow a person to be able to experience the artzios from the perspective of art. I would like to add one more point, and with this I conclude. There's a medrash tanchuma in Parshas Kisisa Ois Lamed Vav. The medrash tanchuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Shemayim arbaim yom v'arbaim laila. And the Medrash asks, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know? He said, the Medrash speculates that there's no such thing as Yom V'Layla Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as Yom V'Layla. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is Bitzel Hashem, so there's no Yom V'Lo Layla. So Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him Torah Shebichsav Bizman Shehu Haya Layla, with Torah Shebalpeh Bizman Shehu Haya Yom. That's what the Medrash Tanchuma says. And what seems that the Medrash Tanchuma is driving at, which might fit in to Siva Shalom, is that in our world, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, is Torah Shebichsav is not enough to create Or. You need Torah Shebalpeh. And Torah Shebalpeh becomes the Or to light up the Jewish experience. Of course, the riot to it is that the two biggest world religions took Torah Shebichsav and they distorted it. But Torah Shebal Peh, that can never be taken. Torah Shebal Peh is the R of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, what emerges from, if you put together the Medrash Tanchuma, and what the Nesiva Shalom is saying, is that there's a magical potion over here that's absolutely necessary to bring that R. And that is connection to Torah Shebal Peh. There are two parts of Torah Shebal Peh that I'm talking about. Number one is what Rav Soloveitchik described in Ish Halacha, and that is using Halacha to be mayor all of the Artzios. But then there's I think something more than that. And that is, it's not enough for a Jew to follow. I'm going to sort of expand on the term of Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebechsav, I believe at times, could even refer to what is known as Halacha or Gemara today. If a person just checks in, and he checks in what the Halacha says that he has to do, or even if the person learns, but he learns, B'toras mitzvahs anashim ulumada, I have to learn a daf. So I check in and I do the daf, I find the clearest daf on the internet, and I check in and I have a chiyuv to do the daf. So then in such a case, it could very well be a person is still in the world of Torah Shebechsav and not in the world of Torah Shebal Peh. The world of Torah Shebal Peh is a person's search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if he's searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's stuck, and by the way, that could be in learning Parsha as well, but you got to learn the Parsha, not the way the Christians and the Muslims read, L'havdil of Alfa Avdolos, read the Old Testament. It has to be with a search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be with a Bikush. And that's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh means that one is looking for the understanding of Chazal and the Chachamim, and each person in his generation is connected to that, and he himself becomes part of the Mesiras Torah Shebal Peh. That a person looks for MS, and Mimela becomes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways. Number one is they become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they now find the or in Torah Shebechsav. They're struggling and looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two, something else happens. They begin to train themselves to look for MS and to look for R. The moment in which they begin to train themselves to look for MS and to look for R is the moment in which they now experience the Artzios with R Elokus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Dishmaya to be able to experience His world, His beautiful world, His Alps, and the Basar V'Yayin, and everything, but all through the perspective of R Elokus.